From St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas, a joyful Christian community, this is Soulful Sundays, a weekly podcast of our 5 o'clock service. I'm Patrick Miller, director of St. Mark's. Welcome.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord Christ. The Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to towns and places where he himself intended to go. Jesus said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborers deserve to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you, cure the sick who are there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. Whoever listens to you, listens to me. And whoever rejects you, rejects me. And whoever rejects me, rejects the one who sent me.' The 70 returned with joy, saying, 'Lord, in your name, even the demons submit to us.' Jesus said to them, 'I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I am beginning to feel my middle age, and I know y'all are like, please stop talking about being in middle age, but it's all I got. And so this morning I walked our dog early this morning. I was sitting there thinking about this vision in my head about, you know, where am I going to go? What am I going to do? Right? I got this church gig, and that's kind of it, and the kids. And I think probably because we put my son on an airplane, and he's gone for the rest of the summer, and my daughter just got back from a big trip, and they don't need me. And my wife, those of you who know, does not need me. And so I'm beginning to feel my superfluousness on the planet. Like, why am I here? And so I began to have this sort of vision in my head of, all right, well, in life, I'm in a room. And there's a door in, and there's one door out. And I'm not quite sure what's on the other side of the one door. There aren't any windows in the room. I'm just in the room. However, the room is very well appointed. There's comfortable chairs. There's a desk. And there are empty bookshelves in the room. And I have the magical ability to conjure up whatever books and things I need to learn to appear. If I want to learn about microbiology, microbiology books arrive. If I want to learn about business, business books arrive. If I want to learn about Hinduism or more Christianity or whatever it is I want, those things arrive. I am able to bring in knowledge in this amazing way in this one room with this comfortable appointment chair. I can sit there. There's food. Everything I need is in there. And I wonder, what am I doing in this wonderful room? And I'm preparing to go open the door that leads out. And I'm so scared because I don't know what's on the other side of the door. And as I was walking, I was thinking to myself, is it my death? Is the other side of the door death? Or is it next decade? Is it next week? Is it what's on the other side? And I had to figure out to understand what kind of courage it would take for me to open up that door. I was thinking about that as I was reading this weird thing from the Gospel of Luke that I just read you. This whole idea of, here is something I need you to do. I need 70. 70 of you? All right, good. Into pairs. I need you to pair up. I need you to go to 35 towns. 70 divided by 2 is 35. We're going to 35 towns. You need to go out to 35 towns, and this is what I need you to do. This is the job. Don't take anything with you. No money. Don't take any food. No staff. Don't talk to anybody on the road. But when you get to a town, you know, do some work, cure, cast out demons and stuff like that. People will recognize that, and they'll invite you into their homes, and they'll feed you, and that'll be a good thing. But if they don't, then be as rude as you can. As you possibly, the most rude way you can, take the back of your foot and dust off the dust of the town and go, you know, and then leave. Be as rude as you can. And what we cut out for you, those of you who are Bible scholars, is the bit where it says it'll be better for Sodom than that town on the day that you do that. Meaning, it's not just bad that you do that. It's like real bad that they blew you off. Or whatever it is they did. And then you come back and you're like, you won't believe it, Jesus. We were there and it was great. And then the demons did this and the people came back to life and there was all this. It was unbelievable, Jesus. And Jesus is like, yeah, I know. Because I'm Jesus and I told you to. But that's not a big deal. And you're like, wait, you know, that's not the big deal? No. The big deal is that your names are written in the books in heaven. That's the big deal. And as I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about my life in the church and our life as a church and our work as Christians and our proclamation of the gospel and all the things that we're supposed to do, we get really into talking about all the stuff that we do. If you go to a clergy conference, you'll get depressed. Because there's a bunch of clergy there. But you'll get to the clergy conference, and all the clergy talk about is not that their names are written in heaven. It's how big is your church? How many kids are in your youth group? How big is your budget? How big is your salary? Well, you know, as your salary's big means your retirement will be big. How big is your retirement? What about your endowment? It's this gigantic sort of comparison festival of people who are supposed to be proclaiming Jesus. You don't want to go. And I realized all of the stuff that we do, this major wonderful place we have, all the things, all the exercise, all that stuff, we forget that when we were baptized, that's all we had to do. And your names were written in heaven. The image of the room with the one door and the comfortable place and all the books, I forget. My name's written in heaven. The rest of it's gravy. It's gravy. The curing, the doing, the proclaiming, all of that is not to get in. You're in. It's a response to the fact that you're in. What else could you give back to God who gave you all of this? Who gave you this church? Who gave you this faith? Who gave you these people? Who gave you this forgiveness? What other response but to go and do likewise? Amen. Ah.
This episode was produced by St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas. Special thanks to our band, led by Cameron Deason-Hammond, and featuring Jeremy Nuncio, Asher Pudlow, and Andrew Gordon. Join us every Sunday for Soulful Sundays at 5 p.m. at St. Mark's, 3816 Bel Air Boulevard in Houston, Texas, or visit us online at stmarks-houston.org.